And it's at Michael Guido's house. She raised a brow, but when Maureen didn't spark with recognition, she added, He's a football player? Family's got big money, at least for this small town, so you know it's going to be epic. Maureen dropped her shoulders and shook her head. Kenzie, as much as I would love to go, you know I can't. I was afraid you'd say that. Kenzie's nose crinkled and she jammed a fry into her plate. Nothing fun ever happens in Shallow Grave, Kenzie said, using her nickname for their sleepy town. She leveled her gaze at Maureen, an unspoken challenge there. Until now. You're a teenager, Maureen. When was the last time you ever did something you weren't supposed to? Maureen snorted. Never. Exactly. Kenzie pointed her mashed fry at Maureen's chest. A little rebellion is healthy. No. Necessary. I refuse to let you skip this important rite of teenagehood. Maureen imagined it, telling her mom that she wanted to go to the party and then the deathly stern look and lecture she'd receive in return. She'd heard that lecture so many times, she had the dang thing memorized by now. She opened her mouth to object, but Kenzie cut her off. Robbie Fletcher'll be there. Kenzie raised her brow and smirked. She was using Maureen's pseudo-crush as a bribe, and it was kind of working. Robbie doesn't know I exist, Maureen said, rolling her eyes. So you get to be Cinderella. Wiggle that perfect little body of yours into an even smaller dress. Before you know it, you'll be sweeping him off his feet. Aren't guys supposed to do the sweeping? Maureen asked with a smirk. This is the 21st century, Kenzie said. Where's your sense of empowerment? Stuck in the 20th century with my dumb phone, Maureen said, holding up her flip phone. Your mom's weird, Kenzie said. No offense, she added quickly. None taken, Maureen said with a shrug. You don't even know the half of it. I guess I can kinda understand the no social media thing, Kenzie said, dipping another fry into her mound of ketchup with one hand as she tapped the screen of her phone with the other. Kids our age really shouldn't be on social media. You're literally on it right now. That's my point, Kenzie said, stuffing her phone into her pocket. It's addictive and it's horrible for your social skills. Why do you think I'm so unpopular? She leaned back in her chair, throwing her half-eaten fry onto her plate. You're not unpopular, Maureen said in Kenzie's defense. You're just very honest, and not everyone appreciates your brand of honesty. In appearance, there was no reason Kenzie shouldn't be popular. Though she was a tad on the thicker side, she had a curvy figure with nice wide hips. Her hair had a natural rock star wave that required little maintenance, and her face was pretty enough on its own that she never needed makeup. Which was more than half the girls of the cheerleading squad could say. If popularity was just a beauty contest, Kenzie would definitely be in the running. But this was a small town, and everyone in their school had known each other their whole lives. Kenzie spoke her mind, and unlike most teenage girls, stood up for herself and didn't take crap from anyone. Because of that, the popular kids didn't like her very much. She wasn't some lemming they could push around or some bee looking to follow a queen. Whatever, Kenzie said with a shrug. But we're talking about you and your rules right now. I might even get the after dark rule. Maybe your mom's afraid you'll get abducted or something. Or, she said, dragging out the word, your mom's a spy. No, a superhero. That's it. All her enemies are out to get her, and she's afraid they'll snatch you for ransom or something. You said you guys move every few months, right? I've considered every scenario you can think of, Maureen said. But my mom is too clumsy to be a spy, and not nearly strong enough to be a superhero. I have entertained the notion that she might be in the witness protection program, but why she would keep that from me, I don't know. So you have no idea why you guys move around so much? Kenzie pried, and Maureen thought she saw her eyes flash for a moment.